The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Drawers. It's just full of old rubbish.
Yep, clearing out your dad's house is going to take all week if we carry on at this rate.
But we can't throw it out without sorting it. You never know what there might be.
This cupboard's like a swagman's bundle. I reckon he just shoved everything in and forgot about it. There's a pair of boots here. Should have gone on the dustbin 20 years ago.
This drawer. Bits of string, old corks, bits of fuse wire, couple of candles.
Just tip it straight in the bin bag, girl.
Doesn't seem right when he kept it, just to throw it all away.
What are you going to do with it, then? Take a bag of old bits and strings back to Oz?
You're right, of course.
Just junk it, love.
There we go, then. Seems like throwing his life away.
I'll try not to dwell on it. That's not your real dad, is it? That's not the important bit.
No, I suppose not. Oh, this next drawer's full of papers and stuff. Couple of electricity bills. Gas bill. Oh, and look. Letters from me. Wonder what I said.
If you're going to read every letter you sent him for the last few years, we're going to be here till doomsday. Just junk him, love, junk him.
I suppose so. Oh, there's a paper here with a poem on it. Didn't know my dad wrote poems.
Probably copied it out of a book sometime.
No, it says Bryn Davis, the bottom and the date.
Read it out then. Let's see how good a poet the old man was.
You were here beside me yesterday. You were like a golden sunshine ray. You turned the winter into May. You turned my evening into day. But oh, alas, you could not stay. You had to go so far away. And now I sit alone and pray that home you will return one day.
Yep. I reckon that's not bad. Oh.
But don't you see, Stewie, it's to me. He's written it about me going away and leaving him.
Hey, Blowen. Don't cry.
But I never knew it upset him so much.
Dawn, I've had a letter.
Somebody loves you then, Mum. Gas bill, is it?
It's a letter from your school.
Oh?
Yes, you might well say oh. I've got to go and see your head teacher.
Does it say what about?
It says about your continual truancy and other more serious matters. Oh, come on. What you been up to? What's this truancy, first of all?
Oh, I might have had a couple of afternoons off. I mean, sometimes, when it's games, a lot of the girls do it. I didn't think as they'd notice.
They've noticed enough to write to me.
Honestly, Mum, it's nothing. It's not worth bothering with. I'm leaving soon. Without you, I won't bother going.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you?
No, it's a waste of time.
In case I find out what these other more serious matters are, is that it?
I can't think what they're on about. I haven't done nothing.
It sounds like it. Well, you'd better not have my girl, or you'll feel my hand round your ear hole.
When have they asked you to go?
This morning, 11 o'clock.
Oh, Mum, but you've been drinking again. You stink of alcohol.
Only a little splash of whiskey in my tea.
But how many cups of tea have you not back? Mum, you'll show me up if you go to school like that.
Show you up, young lady? I suppose you're not showing me up, getting into goodness knows what trouble.
But, Mum, your breath smells a mile off.
Oh, don't worry. I'll suck a peppermint before I go. They wouldn't notice.
Oh, heck. This drawer's just full of poems. Old Bryn must have spent hours a day scribbling. And if Blowen gets upset at every single poem as much as she's got upset at the first one, I'll shove more straight in the bin bag. Better just check they're all the same kind of stuff. You are, my dear, my guiding star. You live so near and yet so far. You are the light that shines from above. When will you be mine? Oh, Rini, my love. Rini? Rini's love? Well, I'll be... Who'd have thought it? The old dingo. Hey, even more reason to junk these before...
Hi, Stewie. Still at it?
Yeah, just putting a few old bills and things in the bag. How you feeling now? Had a good weep and got it out of your system?
Yes, I think so. I've not had a proper weep, you know. Not since we first heard the news. Must have got all bottled up inside me. Reading that poem brought it all out. There's not any more poems in with that lot, is there?
Nah, shouldn't think so. Didn't look like it.
Better check, just in case. I wouldn't want to lose one if my dad had wrote it.
Nah, Blowin, I'm pretty sure
Let's make certain, though, eh?
No! Best leave it well alone.
You think I'll start crying again if I find one?
Not exactly.
I promise you I won't. Now give it here.
No, I'm putting this in the bin, okay?
Stewie, I don't know what's got into you. If there is any poems in there, that's a bit of my dad that I want to know about, that I want to keep. I've little enough to remember him by.
I'd advise you not to bother.
You give it here, I tell you. I want that bag.
Suit yourself, sweetheart, but don't blame me.
Ray.
Oh, you have got a tongue in your head, then. I thought you'd been struck dumb. You've hardly spoken a word since that dratted funeral.
I need to talk to you, Ray.
Oh, aye. What about? About him next door. Or him as was next door, I should say.
Yes. I want to talk to you about Bryn and me.
Well, I don't want here. I've seen enough and I've heard enough. And I don't want no any more.
I've got to talk to somebody.
Well, if that's subject matter, choose somebody else.
There isn't anybody else. Oh, I know it's painful. I don't want to hurt you any more than you've been hurt.
Luke, he's dead. He's dead and gone. Just forget him.
You've got to know exactly how things were between him and me. You've got to know the truth.
I know as much as I can bear. I don't want to hear any more. If that's all you can talk about, you're best keeping your gob shut.
Now, Blowin, you see why I wanted to hide them poems from you?
I'm better knowing. I always thought she was too good to be true, that Mrs. Colclough. Always round here, always wanting to help. Just wanted to get her claws into my dad, didn't she? When man, not enough for her.
You don't know it was her setting her sights at him. It might well have been him going after her.
My dad? He wasn't a womaniser. He loved my mother. He'd have stayed faithful to her if he hadn't been tempted. I know that.
Blowin, your mum's been dead a long time. And with you away, he must have been lonely.
Oh, blame it on me now.
Nah, I'm not blaming it on you. Just pointing out that he must have been lonely.
You would stick up for him, wouldn't you? You men, you're all the same. Like the idea of a bit on the side. I've a good mind to face her with them, see what she's got to say.
Blowin, your dad's dead. Whatever's going on is all in the past now. There's no point in stirring it all up.
Oh, isn't there?
It might just have been all in his mind. Daydreaming. He obviously never sent her the poems, or they wouldn't still be here. I bet she knows nothing about
it. We'll see about that.
At least give yourself time to cool down.
I'll go somewhere quiet and read them again and think about it.
You do that, love. Gah. That was a close run thing. Can't stand rowing between neighbours. Hope that's not one of the Colcloughs now.
Hi, Stewie.
Dawn! I wasn't expecting you.
Well, you've been here at least a week and no sign of you on Lomore. Have you forgotten me and Tez and the others?
No, of course not. Come in. It's just, there's a lot of things to be done with the funeral. But I would have come along before we went back to Oz. So how are you then?
I'm in trouble, Stewie. Real trouble with me mum. You see, I've been bunking off school and other things. When she finds out, she's going to go wild. I could leave home again, but you see, she needs looking after. Since my dad died, she's taken to the bottle. I don't want to leave her on her own, but if she goes for me, what we need is someone from outside to come and, I don't know what the word is, what they do with trade unions and bosses.
Kind of arbitrate.
Yeah, that's it, arbitrate. Will you come and do that for me and me mum?
Yeah, of course I will. If you think it'll help.
Oh, Stewie, that's great. I do love you.
Hey, put me down.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Oh, so Stuart Stark. I've only been out of the room 2 minutes and here you are. Kissing girls. No wonder you were so understanding about my dad and his lady love.
Oh, come on, Cheryl, don't get this door open. Else I shall break down and cry on the doorstep. Come on, Cheryl, I need somebody to talk to and a cup of tea and a bit of understanding. Cheryl, are you in?
Not answering door. Over likely she's not answering.
Oh, I think she must have gone out shopping.
Hiding upstairs more like. She's got my kid in there and I want her out. And I'll get her out if I have to break door down.
I'm sure she'd answer if I was in.
Just a minute. Reeny Colclough, isn't it? And this here Cheryl Binns, or whatever she calls herself, is your daughter, right? Family, you lot are.
What do you mean? And lower your voice, will you?
What I say? You're all tarred with same brush.
Look, love, this isn't the time, and by the look of you, you've had few too many again.
Well, worry if I have. Haven't I got cause? Ooh, I've got cause, all right, and it's all to do with your chuffing family.
Lower your voice, the old street will hear you.
Well, let her hear. Let her hear what your family's like. Plus your mother, she pinched my cleaning job where I went after. She doesn't need a job at her age. She's got her pension. It's not right she should be taking work off them as needs.
She likes work. She's as much right work as anybody. If you didn't get that job, it was because you were half seas over when you went for it.
That's lies. Anybody who says that's lying. Who told you that?
Look, will you shut up? There's a crowd gathering.
Oh, there's a crowd, is there? Then let them all hear. Can you hear? Her mother pinched my job. And one of the daughters persuaded my kid to run away from home.
I'm sure she never did.
Why, she did. And to the daughter, and Gary here full of this, made my little girl, still at school, strip off to her undies in Hanley Market for all the world to be gawping at. They want locking up, lot of them. That's what sort of a family called Cloughs is.
Who's this? Oh, Bloodwin. Oh, come in. Come in. I couldn't think who it were.
Is Mrs. Colclough in?
Oh, Rena, you mean? You've gone very formal again. No, she ain't her in, as it happens. She's gone up Lowmore, see her daughter.
Lowmore? What's so attractive about Lowmore? They're all going to Lowmore.
Why? Who else has gone?
My husband has, with a girl young enough to be his daughter. Kissing him, she was. Said he was going to help her sort out a family problem. Expect me to believe that. I'll family problem him when he gets back.
Hey, you want to be too hard on him? They were probably out in it.
Oh, yes. And how would you feel if you saw your wife being kissed by another man?
Ah, there you've got me.
I wasn't going to say anything to you. Just to Mrs. Colclough. It's between her and me. But, oh, Ray... I found these poems.
Poems?
A whole pile of them. Look, just look at them. Love poems from my father addressed to your wife.
Ah, oh, well, I'd rather not see them if it's so the same to you.
But listen, listen to this one. I thought it was written to me. It made me cry because I thought it was to me. But oh, alas, you could not stay. You had to go so far away. And now I sit alone and pray that home you will return one day.
Well, that could be to you, right enough. And I remember one night in the Potters. Well, hey, look, on the back of the paper it says, to Bloodwin.
Where? There. Oh, Ray, you're right. It is to me. But the others are to her, no mistake. They've got her name in them. Did you know about it?
Enough.
It's dreadful.
Look, shall I tell you what I should do? I should burn them. Get rid of them all now before they cause any more trouble. Here, here. Pull that tin waste paper basket to her.
I expect you're right.
Of course I'm right. Here, shove them in. Go on. Now, get a match.
It seems so final.
Oh, I only wish to God it were final.
Ray? Oh, Ray, I've had such a terrible time. There was this woman, she was drunk and... Bloodwin? What are you doing here? What's happening? What are you burning?
Note. It's just some papers.
Poems, Mrs. Colclough. Love poems written by my dad to you. We're getting rid of them before they do any more damage.
Poems from Bryn to me. Oh, let me have them. Let me have them.
Don't be so daft, woman. You'll burn your hands.
Can't you leave me anything of him? Anything at all?
Today's episode of The Colcloughs was written by Joyce Holliday. The serial, devised by Tony Perrin, has been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.